Lecture 7, The Meaning of the Sacraments.
In the last two lectures, we've been trying to look at the very core of Luther's theology, especially this key central notion known as gospel and its implications for Christian life and for our hearts and souls and bodies and minds. And now we're going to bring to a close in this lecture the initial treatment of Luther's theology and get ready for part two in the next lecture, where we start talking about the Reformation, about how Luther's gospel changed the world. Right now, we're still focusing on how Luther's gospel changed Luther. There's a kind of development that I want to sketch here, and I've been setting this up now by talking about the early Luther in 1516, when he's an unknown university professor lecturing at the University of Wittenberg on Paul's letter to the Romans and saying, "You're justified by faith alone, that is, by hating yourself, by believing in an accusation from God and believing that when God accuses you of being a terrible sinner that that's true and therefore you should hate yourself just like God hates yourself, and if you could really try to damn yourself, then you would really be justified." Whoa, I wouldn't like to be at those lectures. But then 4 years later, in 1520, you've got this treatise on the freedom of a Christian, which we've been discussing for the past two lectures, where the Word of God is not just this accusation. There is an accusation, there's law, but that's not what the gospel or what the Bible is all about. What the Bible is all about is the gospel, this good news about Jesus Christ, this promise of grace and mercy, which is good news, joyous, comforting, consoling. It's like we've got a different Luther in 1520 than we do in 1516. Although not an entirely different Luther. I've tried to suggest there's a whole lot that Luther has in common in 1520 with the Luther of 1516. There's justification by faith alone. There's the notion that the justice of God or the righteousness of God becomes our righteousness. All that, all the pieces of the puzzle are there except this central notion of gospel. Once that central notion of gospel drops into the picture, you have the Luther that we are now familiar with. So I'm interested in how he gets from 1516, hating himself, to 1520, believing a gracious and kind word of God, a promise of Christ, Christ and mercy. How does he get from one to the other? I think there's a central stopping point, a central way station. It's not a stopping point. It's in between 1516 and 1520. He gets from A to B through a crucial development that has to do with the sacraments. He becomes the Protestant that we know by first becoming more Catholic, I think. That is, by first thinking more deeply about the Catholic notion of a sacrament, which is missing from 1516 and becomes absolutely central in 1520. It's one of the ways that Luther is a bit more Catholic than most other Protestants, which makes him very interesting. And so I want to set this up and think about what's going on. My suggestion is that the gospel is ultimately a sacramental concept for Luther. That is, it's a concept about how something external makes an inner change in you. Remember, at the end of our last lecture, we had this real puzzle. Right? You're supposed to be looking away from yourself at an alien righteousness, a righteousness of someone other than you, namely Christ. And somehow that changes you deep within. How is it that looking away from yourself at Christ and not at yourself changes you deep within? Looking inside yourself is just terror and horror and sin and look away from yourself at Christ, at the gospel, at this external word that's preached, and that changes you deep within. I'm going to suggest now that's a sacramental notion. It's the notion of an external word or sign that is a sign that signifies an inner gift, an inner transformation, and it helps bring about that inner transformation. That's a very Catholic idea. That's a sacramental idea. So how do we get this sacramental idea? Well, let's think a little bit first about this puzzle about external and internal, and that will help us get to the notion of a sacrament, because a sacrament is about external things that make an inner change. And Luther has this very distinctive way of talking about inner and outer, and we need to get used to it. And I think what's so puzzling about it is there's two different ways of talking about inner and outer. Think about what happens when Luther talks about merely external things. On the one hand, he'll treat external things as if they're secondary or sometimes even worthless. Remember, faith is inner, good works are outer, Right? Faith is an inward change. Good work is an outward thing that you do. It's a good thing. You should do it, but it's outward, secondary. It doesn't change you from deep within. Or another example